The Sanctuary and 2300 Days. Chapter 4. Rome is the Power in Question. Number 1. This power was to come forth from one of the four kingdoms of Alexander's empire. Let us remember that nations are not brought into prophecy till somehow connected with the people of God. Rome had been in existence many years before it was noticed in prophecy, and Rome had made Macedon, one of the four horns of the Grecian goat, a part of itself BC 168, about 10 years before its first connection with the people of God. See 1 Maccabees 8. So that Rome could as truly be said to be out of one of them, as the 10 horns of the fourth beast in the 7th chapter could be said to come out of that beast, when they were 10 kingdoms set up by the conquerors of Rome. Number 2. It was to wax exceeding great toward the south, and toward the east, and toward the pleasant land. Palestine, Psalm 106, verse 24, Zechariah 7, verse 14. This was true of Rome in particular. Witness its conquests in Africa and Asia, and its overthrow of the place and nation of the Jews, John 11, verse 48. Number 3. It was cast down of the host and of the stars. This is predicted respecting the dragon, Revelation 12, verses 3 and 4. All admit that the dragon was Rome. Who can fail to see their identity? Number 4. Rome was emphatically a king of fierce countenance and one that did understand dark sentences. Moses used similar language when, as all agree, he predicted the Roman power, Deuteronomy 28, verses 49 and 50. Number 5. Rome did destroy wonderfully. Witness its overthrow of all opposing powers. Number 6. Rome has destroyed more of the mighty and the holy people than all other persecuting powers combined. From 50 to 100 millions of the church have been slain by it. Number 7. Rome did stand up against the Prince of Princes. The Roman power nailed Jesus Christ to the cross. Acts 4, verses 26 and 27, Matthew 27, verse 2, Revelation 12, verse 4. Number 8. This power is to be broken without hand. How clear the reference to the stone cut out without hand that smote the image, Daniel 2, verse 34. Its destruction, then, does not take place until the final overthrow of earthly power. These facts are conclusive proof that Rome is the subject of this prophecy. For an extended notice, see Advent Library number 33. The field of vision, then, is the empires of Persia, Greece, and Rome. That part of the vision that now engages our attention is the time, the reckoning of the 2300 days.